Proclamation number 4661, dated the June 7th, 1949. Announcement of the judgment. Doubts. The approach of a star. You have been informed of an approaching judgment, but you doubt this and do not take my words seriously enough, or you would not make further earthly arrangements and only prepare yourselves for the day when my proclamations will come true. Although you do not know the day, it should suffice you that Roman I, as your creator and father of eternity, have revealed it as shortly forthcoming, that I thus have informed you that it is time for you to prepare yourselves, or I would not constantly repeat the admonitions and warning, but leave you without notice. And therefore you should pay heed that the deadline grows ever shorter and is expiring very quickly everywhere. All earthly worries are in vain, for I will take care of my own so that they will have what they need. The others, however, will not be able to hold on to anything, even if they associate with my adversary, even if they, at present and with his help, are prosperous in a worldly sense and continue to increase their possessions, be they earthly goods or honors or worldly wisdom. My adversary will not be able to protect them on the day of terror, since I want to bring people to their senses through the forces of nature, so that they will think of their God and Creator and entrust themselves to Him in dire adversity. Then everything will fall prey to the forces of nature. Nothing will be left for people except what I want them to keep. And therefore they should endeavor to gain my grace. They should unite with me through deeds of love and heartfelt thoughts. They should speak to me and listen for my answer, and they will reap a far greater reward than if they worry about their body's well-being, about earthly wealth and earthly progress. You should believe that soon will come to pass what I already predicted long ago. You should believe that there is not much time left and no longer worry how to gain earthly profits, for this worry is futile, as you will very soon realize. I will give you, who spread my word, a sign so that you will support it with full conviction. I want you to know that a star is approaching Earth with great velocity, and that this appearance will happen shortly before I bring the constant proclamation to fruition. Then you, who are informed, will know that the hour is at hand. Then you should live only in accordance with my will, inform your fellow human beings of the forthcoming event, turn everyone's attention to it and closely unite yourselves with me so that I can give you the strength you need during these perilous hours. Do not fear, but only believe that I will deliver you from all hardship, so that you will be able to fulfill your mission for which I have prepared you, so that afterwards you will bring my gospel to your fellow human beings, for many of those who emerged unscathed will accept my word with a hungry heart. You should realize that you do not have much time left until the end. And preceding this end, everything I constantly proclaim will come to pass. Believe it and prepare yourselves, for time is running out and I will appear very soon. Amen.